नमामि द्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
ऊर्ध्वमूलमधःशाखम् अश्वत्थं प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेद स वेदवित् अधश्चोर्ध्वं प्रसितास्तस्य शाखाः गुणः प्रवृद्धा विषयप्रवालाः अधश्च मूलाननुसन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके न रूपमस्येह तथोपलभ्यते नान्तो न चादेर्न च सम्प्रतिष्ठा अश्वत्थमेनं सुविरूढमूलम् असङ्गशस्त्रेण दृढेन चित्वा ततः पदं तत्परिमार्गितव्यं यस्मिन् गता न निवर्तन्ति भूयः तमेव चाद्यं पुरुषं प्रपद्ये यतः प्रवृत्तिप्रसिता पुराणी निर्मानमोहाजितसङ्गदोषाः अध्यात्मनित्या विनिवृत्तकामाः द्वन्द्वैर्विमुक्ता सुखदुःखसङ्गैः गच्छन्त्यमूढाः पदमव्ययं तत्
In the first three slokas, the Lord has stated about the Srishti, Jagat. In three verses, whole Srishti is explained. Now in the next three verses, he is talking about the moksha, liberation, and sadhan for liberation. So a Shastra has to discuss six topics. So out of the six topics, we have already discussed the Jagat, the Sansar, and the second and third topic, the Moksha and the Sadhan, is being discussed in Sloka number 4, 5 and 6. So after detaching from the world, Asanga Sastrena Dridhena Chitva, Asanga Sastrena, detach, that's all. You don't have to leave your family, house, wealth, everything. Only you have to detach yourself. Asanga sastrena dridena chitva. What should be done? Thereafter it is said, tatah padam tat parimargitabhyam. Parimargitabhyam means search now. Inquire. Find out. Why? What to find out? Well, tat padam. That pad, that abode, that supreme self. You try to find out that. Yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuya. Well, once you reach there, gata, yasmin gata, when you reach there, this gata is not physical going there. It is only knowing, not going. No physical going is there. Why there is no physical going? Because the Atman is already with you. There is no question of getting it from outside. Only you have to know that you have got the Atman. only knowing yat gatvan anivartanti bhuya. There is no question of coming back. So you have to decide first whether you want to become jnani or not, realize or not, or you want to become Brahman or not. But after becoming Brahman, you can't become ignorant again. That you have to decide first. It's one-way traffic. Once you become jnani, you can never become ajnani again. At this point of time, we are all ajnani. We don't know our true nature of the self. The Lord says, decide. Yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuya. Mukti, moksha. Liberated. Liberated doesn't mean, liberation doesn't mean that you will, your body will drop or this whole world will not be no more there. No, no, everything will be there. But you will know your own true nature, that you are that Brahman. And who is that Brahman? Tameva chadyam purusam prapadde yata pravritti prasa purani. Purani. Purani means it's ancient, eternal. Adyam is the Adi. He was only in the beginning. Nobody else was there at that time. The whole creation was not there, but that Brahman was there. Purusam yata pravritti prasuta purani. Pravritti, from that all manifestation came. And then there was expansion from that manifestation. You have already seen all these things. Mahatattva, ahankar, then tanmatra, then the gross elements. And from that, this body and the whole world was made. Then what is to be done? Prapadde. The first qualification required is that you have to surrender. Surrender to whom? To that Lord. Unless you surrender, knowledge will not happen. Even before Guru, you have to surrender. Even Arjun has to surrender before Lord Krishna. They were together for 70 years. Arjun never surrendered. Arjun knew that Lord has got some superpowers. He knew that in the childhood he had lifted the Govardhan Parvat. All these things he knew. But he never surrendered. He first time surrendered in the battlefield. That I surrender, I accept you as a guru. And the moment he said, I accept you as a guru, Lord Krishna gave the knowledge of self. Whole Bhagavad Gita, he told him. So surrender is must. Who can reach this post, this abode, this tattva? How can I realize? Five qualifications. First is nirman moha. No more man, no more moha. What is man? Man is that I think this body is Atman. I am equating this body with the Atman. I am measuring this body. Man means to measure. I am measuring this body as Atman. This is man. And this body will remain as it is throughout the whole life is moha. It's a wrong understanding. It will never remain like that. This is delusion. Nirman moha. So you should be no pride and no delusion. Nirman moha. And second qualification, how can I get this thing? Bole jit sanga dosa. Jit sanga dosa, it is asang. We have to be asang. It is our attachment. Attachment with the triguna, which takes us to different lokas. This we have already seen in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita. Because of our attachment with the triguna, we are suffering. The only cause of our suffering is the attachment. Wherever you are attached, you are getting suffering. You will reflect on this point. Whenever sorrow comes, try to find out what is the cause of the sorrow. You will find that you are attached there. It is said by Mahatma that there is a Ishwar Krita Srishti and there is a Jeeva Krita Srishti in that Ishwar Krita Srishti. Ishwar Krita Srishti never gives you any sorrow, it gives you joy. When we go into the nature, when we go to the mountain, rivers, they all give us sukh. The moment I say, this is my mountain, this is my river, this is my property, the moment myness comes, the sorrow comes. So out of the total srishti of Lord, when I say I am attached to only this part of the srishti, which is jiva krita, that gives us sorrow. Jit sanga dosa, how can I conquer this? How can I get this nirmana moha and jit sanga dosa? Very scientifically, Lord says, adhyatma nitya. You should study the scriptures nitya, daily, come to the satsang, then you will come to know about the reality of this world and you come to the reality of Atman and Brahman. Adhyatma nitya is not one day affair. Nitya, every day, Bhagavat says that you have to study Bhagavat every morning and evening. Adhyatma nitya, vinivritta kamaha, you should be free of the desires. Desires means this vasana. This vasana always takes you to object, emotions and thought, which is world. Desires always makes you extrovert. And to realize your own self, you have to become introvert. It just ulta, it just reverse. Vinivritta kama, so no desires. Dandai vimukta sukha dukkha sangai, dandai vimukta. And you should be same in all pair of opposites. A pair of opposites means sukh and dukkh. Sukh and dukkh will come. We can't stop it. Situation will come in our life. Why so? Because I have done such karma in the past. According to my karma, the situations come. If I do the good karma, then the result will be good. So if you are enjoying sukh now, you must have done some punya in the past. If you are suffering now, the cause is your bad action. But the result will come through somebody. And we straightway blame that person. He is giving me sorrow. I am getting sukh from this person, this being. Dvandai vimukta sukha dukkha sangai gacchanti amurha. Amurha means who is no more deluded. Gacchanti amurha padam abhyam tat. He reaches that abhyam pad. How is that pad? Now it is again explained by Lord.
Na tad bhasayate suryah, na tad bhasayate suryah, na shashanko na pavakah, na shashanko na pavakah, yad gatva na nivartante, yad gatva na nivartante, tad dhama paramam mama, tad dhama paramam mama, na tad bhasayate suryah, na shashanko na pavakah, yad gatva na nivartante, tad dhama paramam mama.
Na tad bhasayate surya, tad dhama surya na bhasayate. Sun cannot illumine that dham, that abode, that pad, that atman. Sun cannot illumine. Why? Sun cannot illumine. Even when sun is not there, is still there, illumines itself. Sun is not required. How do I understand? Then sun cannot illuminate. We all have seen dreams. Any person here who has not seen dream in the life? No exception. Everybody has seen dream. When do you see dream? In when you are asleep. Is there light in your room at that time? No, except maybe a little bit of night lamp. Your eyes are closed or open? Closed. So when you are seeing the dream, who is illumining that dream? You see the dream clearly, everything. There is no outside light at that time. In whose light are you seeing that dream? That is the light of that Atman. Tadhama Suryam na bhasyate. That Surya can never illumine that. Somebody may say, okay, it cannot be seen in the daytime. Can it be seen in the night time? No, nasasanka bhasayate. Not even the moon can illumine. Oho, somebody may think, it cannot be seen in the daylight, it cannot be seen in the moonlight. Then it must be at some place where there is no sun and no moon. Find out a cave in Himalaya, and you will find many caves there in which never the sunlight, sun rays or moon rays reach there. Should I go there and find out? How can you find out in the cave? Pavaka, I will take fire. Sunlight and moonlight can't reach there, but I can take the fire. Na pavaka bhasyate. Even the fire also cannot illumine. Because it is self-effulgent, nothing is required. It has got a deeper meaning. Let's see the deeper meaning of this verse. Na tad bhasyate surya. There is a physical surya, what we see is the light. And this surya is controlled by surya devata. There is a surya devata also. And to that surya devata we chant our Gayatri mantra. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Bhadra. That devata is there. And that surya devata is the adhisthan devata of my eyes. Without the surya prakash, this eye cannot see. Those who have studied Tattva, they know that the deity of this eye is Surya Devata. Therefore, Adi Daivik, the Devata of Surya, Adi Bhautik, the Surya itself, the physical Surya, and Adhyatmik, this I cannot illumine that self. The physical Surya is Adi Bhautik. Devata controlling that Surya is Adi Daivik. And my eyes also cannot illuminate that Atman. By eyes we have to take by Upalakshana all five organs of perception. So by eyes, ear, nose, tongue, touch, taste and touch, we cannot perceive Atman, that Pad or Brahman. Somebody may say, acha, I can't see, but I hear the ghungru ka awaaj sunta hai. No. Can't happen. Can I touch? No. Can I taste that Atman? No, you can't do that. So by organs of perception, you cannot perceive. Other is fire. Fire is the physical fire. Then there is fire, is Devata fire. And who is the Adhishthan Devata of your speech? Fire. We say fiery speech. In Hindi, we say, unse garma garmi ho gayi. Garma garmi ho gayi means, fire is coming. Why? The fire, that means the speech cannot illumine, the fire, physical fire cannot illumine, and the devata of that fire or the speech, that also cannot illumine. And with the speech, you have to take all your organs of action also. So organs of perception and organs of actions, they cannot illuminate. We cannot perceive through these. Okay. Can it be done by mind? No. Why? Moon cannot illumine. Physical moon cannot illumine. There is a devata of moon, Chandrama devata. There he also cannot illumine. And mind, who is the devata of your mind? Is moon. Your mind cannot perceive. So that moon, physical moon, devata of moon, and my mind, all three cannot illumine. Taittiriya Upanishad says, yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha. The speech come back. Even if you realize Atman and Brahman, you can never come back and define that Atman and Brahman. You cannot describe it. Why you cannot describe it? Because you have gone beyond your mind. Your mind and intellect is no more available at that time. How can you describe? So nobody till this date could define Atman or Brahman. Yato vacho nivartante, it comes back, the speech comes back. Aprapya manasa sa, the mind cannot get it. But you have to go through mind. Mind cannot get it, but you have to go through mind to that place, to that abode, to that Atman, to that Brahman. Yat gatvana nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. And reaching there, you will not come back. Once you reach there, reaching means knowing. Once you know him, Brahmavit, Brahmai Vabhavati. You just have to know. There is no physical going. Be very clear. No physical going. Yat katva. Gatva means gyatva. Only you have to know. Yat katva na nivartante. There is no coming back. You cannot become again ignorant after knowing that. After realizing the Brahman, if you say that I want to again become ignorant or I am still ignorant, no. Na nivartante. And you will not like also to come. Why you don't like to come back? Because you are enjoying that peace of mind and bliss. Once you enjoy that peace of mind and the bliss, you will not like to come out of that bliss. I am enjoying that. Why should I come back? Yat gatvana nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. So the second topic of moksha and sadhan. What is the sadhan? You can do the karma yoga, you can do the bhakti yoga, you can do the jnana yoga. These are the sadhan that you have to do and you can reach that abode, that place, that dham. So three topics are already over. Jagat is over, liberation mukti is over, sadhan is over. Now comes the jiva. Mamaivangsho.
Mamaivangsho jiva loke. Mamaivangsho jiva loke. Jiva bhuta sanatanah. Jiva bhuta sanatanah. Manashashtanindriyani. Manashashtanindriyani. Prakriti sthani karshati. Prakriti sthani karshati. Mamai vangsho jiva loke. Jiva bhuta sanatanah. Manashashthanindriyani. Prakriti sthani karshati.
Mamai vangsho jiva loke. Jiva bhuta sanatanah. The dualist, Dvaitvadins, they always refer this sloka. Mama eva ansa, jiva Mama eva ansa. Bole, jeev is my answer, my part. So, there is a Lord and we are the jeeva and we are the ansa. Mama eva ansa jeeva loke. Jeeva bhuta sanatana. And this jeeva is sanatan, is eternal. So, there is a ansi, Paramatma is ansi, the whole and all the jeevas are part. The first thing we have to find out whether the Paramatma is partless or with the part. If he becomes with the part, what will happen? If he is partless, we always know the Atman and Brahman is without part, without cross body, without subtle body, without causal body. And there cannot be part of it. You cannot cut and make small part. Why? If we cut and make part, the whole will come to an end one day. From the whole, start taking part by part, part by part, part by part, the whole will reduce, it will change. If it change, then it becomes perishable. The Brahman will become perishable, anitya. It becomes limited. No, it's not like that. Somebody may say, no, we are attached to him, like we have got the parts, hand, legs, eyes, ears, it are all attached. We are attached to the Lord. Okay. If you are attached to the Lord, one part, if it is broken, what will happen? Then Paramatma is broken. One part of the machine, one part of your car, when it breaks down, what happens? Stops, car stops there. Then the Paramatma will also stop like that. Second fallacy. If we are parts of the Lord, then what is the purpose of bhakti? Bhakti is to unite with the Lord. The bhakti will become useless. We are already united. If you take that you are united like the hand and legs, then you are already united with the Lord, then what is the purpose of bhakti then? In bhakti also we say, na, we want to go to the lok of Lord first, sa lokya, then next step, samipya, I want to go close to the Lord, I have come to the lok, I have come to the Dwarka, now I want to go to the temple, samipya, after going to the temple, I want to be sarupya, as the Lord is wearing the dress. All the pandas there wear the same dress. Sarupya. Then after that, Sayujya. I want to get united. This is the bhakti mark process. See, if I am already united, then why I should take this route? It's not required. Then what is the meaning of this? Mama ivanso jiva loke. Shankaracharya says, it is like evil. As if you are united. How as if we are united? He says, it's like in the two way you can understand. He gives two examples. And we have got only two theories also to explain this. The theory of reflection and the theory of conditioning. What is theory of reflection? Sun is there. There are 1,000 buckets. And in each bucket, you will find the reflection of the sun depending on the quality of the water of each bucket. We can say that this reflected sun is nothing but the answer, the part of that Surya. We say bimba and pratibimba. All beings are like that bucket, and in that bucket our mind is water, In this water, the reflection of the Atman comes and we are all jiva. This is one theory, theory of reflection. Another theory is the theory of conditioning. This is Mahakasa, the total space. Out of the total space, a potter makes a pot. We say the pot space. Ghatakas is nothing but Mahakas. You cannot condition. Because of the conditioning, we say this is pot space and the other is the total space. Because of the conditioning of this body, we say this is the Atman. Without conditioning, it is Brahman. Outside this conditioning, we say it is Brahman everywhere. When conditioned, we say it is Atman. In that way, it says it is Ansa. Jiva is the Ansa of that. And this Jiva is Sanatan. There cannot be two Sanatans, Jiva and Paramatma. There can be only one Sanatan, one eternal truth. Why? If there are two eternals, there cannot be, we can't say two infinite. Two infinite means they are limited in space somewhere. It is one. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Then Manah Sashtani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karsati. This second line is to be taken up after we read the verse number 8. It is connected. When we read verse number 8, the sloka number 8, then we will be able to explain the second part of this sloka, Manasasthani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karsati. We will not be able to complete this today. We will again take up at our next class. This tells about the Jeev's Yatra, how the Jeeva goes from one body to another. That is being explained by the Lord here. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
One important announcement. We are celebrating birth centenary of our Pujya Gurudev on 8th of May. And we are arranging Paduka Puja of our Pujya Gurudev. So all the Bal Vihar teachers, co-teachers, study class Sevak Sevikas, their assistant, they have got